Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Hi, I'm Liz from Poughkeepsie, New York.
Hi, I'm Janie from San Francisco.
Hi, this is Ed from Walnut Hill, New York.
The Sound of Young America is an independent production
supported by listeners like you and me.
If you'd like to donate to support the show,
visit MaximumFun.org
and click on Donate.
Live on tape from my house in Los Angeles, I'm Jesse Thorne, and this is The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org.
Radio sweetheart on the airways, it's the sound of young America. Maximum.
Before I talk with the ladies of Au Revoir Simone, here's the first track from their new album, Still Night, Still Light. It's called Another Likely Story. It's The Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. My guests on the program are the all-keyboard band Au Revoir Simone. Their new album is called Still Night, Still Light. And like many of their records, it is lovely and ethereal and doesn't have any instruments besides keyboards and vintage drum machines. Erica Foster, Heather D'Angelo, Annie Hart, welcome to The Sound of Young America.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm not running a deceptive public radio program, so I want you guys to know that I became interested in your music because the name of your band is an allusion to a line in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yay!
I don't want to feel like I'm trying to put one over on you and say, oh, I saw you when you were touring with Peter, Bjorn, and John. It was because I was reading the newspaper or reading an internet website about indie rock music, and I said, there's a band called Au Revoir Simone. I should really look into that.
Oh, you know what? You're a favorite kind of fan.
Yeah. I knew she was going to say that because that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Anybody who's that intimately familiar with Pee-wee's Big Adventure is automatically a favorite of ours.
We also like people named Tristan.
Okay. Well,
we do?
You did confuse my name with Tristan earlier. So so that's a good sign, I guess, kind of. So in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Pee-wee is on this road trip to find himself. And he stops in a small town where he makes acquaintances with a waitress named Simone. Now, Simone's dream is to go to Paris, but her boyfriend, played by Bluto from the movie Popeye, doesn't want her to go to Paris because he's very provincial. And Au Revoir Simone is what Pee-wee says to her as she gets on the bus to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a silly thing to allude to, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but that's one of the more kind of emotionally resonant moments in the film. Was that in your mind when you picked that name?
I think what happened was we were a very young band and we were offered our first show and we needed to have a name pretty much instantly. And we were sort of going through all these different names over and over and over in a big circle. And then Heather had a little notepad. She had seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure again the night before, and she had written down all these different snippets of dialogue in it, and that was the one that really called to us.
I loved how it looks written down.
Yeah, it sounds a little pretentious. It sounds a little exotic.
Romantic.
But then, if you know the secret of it, if you know the key, it turns out we're just a bunch of dorks.
I think Large Marge was also on the list. That didn't make it, obviously.
It doesn't have the same evocative quality.
Also, where are they hosing him down? But that didn't really
Everybody has a
tongue.
Big butt.
We would need to abbreviate
That's
that.
Exactly.
Right before
we started doing the show, my editor-producer Nick and I were discussing the scene in which Pee-wee tells Simone that everyone he knows has a big butt, and they should talk
it's
about
classic.
Her big butt, which was she wanted to go to Paris, but her boyfriend didn't want her
exactly.
to go.
But the story, I mean, yeah, it wasn't necessarily the central idea, but the story is very sweet, and we've grown fonder of Simone over time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, were you not fond of Simone?
No,
originally?
I mean, just you just like, I don't know, she's just, it's become a deeper, more meaningful.
She's like our mascot.
It's like, because we all grew up, I mean, I literally know the entire movie dialogue back and forth because I've seen it so many times as a kid. And when you're growing up, she's just sort of this sort of peripheral character. But it's not until you're an adult do you realize her generosity and her drive is it's really inspiring. And even though it's a comedy, it's like she actually is in this situation. She actually does pull herself out.
It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guests are the Pee Wee Herman-inspired keyboard trio Au Revoir Simone. Their new record is Still Night, Still Light. It seems like the three of you started the band with the idea that that you are going to be a keyboard band. I wonder what was intriguing to you about the idea of being an all-keyboard band?
Well, I had been taking keyboard lessons, and one of the intentions was just to become better keyboard players. So just to have friends along, have like a disciplined time to do this rehearsal and jam session and play around was part of the intention. So, and the idea of translating sort of indie rock or whatever music we were into this new format of all keyboards was really cute and funny and awesome to us.
It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guests are the Brooklyn-based indie pop band Au Revoir Simone. We'll have more with them in just a minute.
Production of the Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered. Online at ask.metafilter.com.
Thousands of people across the world already listen to Jordan Jesse Go every week, but do you? Jordan Jesse Go is a freely flowing comic conversation with me, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart, and my comedian and TV host super pal, Jordan Morris, boy detective. Not to mention awesome guests like Rob Corddry, Martin Starr, and Andy Daly, to name a few. Jordan Jesse Go is an iTunes staff favorite and a great way to keep your head up in difficult times. It's 75 minutes or so of good times every week delivered to your iPod free of charge. Just visit MaximumFun.org and click on Jordan Jesse Go or search for Jordan Jesse Go in iTunes today. You'll be glad you did. Let's get back to my interview with the band Au Revoir Simone. Their new album is called Still Night, Still Light. What did you find that made you want to look deeper than This Is Cute and Funny?
I think writing songs together became this new kind of thing for all of us.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes when we were covering songs, like, they would end up going so far beyond like anything of what they originally sounded like anyway. I mean, so I think one of the earliest was doing Belinda Carlisle's Circle in the Sand.
Oh,
and
I forgot about that.
Circle in the Sand, like, our cover of it was just so not anywhere near what the original sounded like.
It was an instrumental.
So it ended up becoming
Circles.
which never really got released
in Japan, I think, but it's like...
No, it never... It's not even recorded.
Is it?
We never recorded it?
Whoa. It's probably on one of your little cassette tapes.
That was one
tapes.
Of our first songs.
Oh, it's such a good song.
It was a good song.
It was a good song.
It had nothing to do with the original in a
way. Just was... We found this, like, kind of magic when we started composing together, and then as we started playing shows, I think, too, that it became something like, oh, okay, we can see where this will go, or see people were super curious about our band when we started playing shows, and we would set up all in a row at the front of the stage with all these keyboards and little contraptions and things to bang on, and that was enough to, you know, a lot of these Lower East Side New York clubs, they would have 5 and 6 bands on the bill per night, so a lot of people would be hanging around that weren't there to see you, but we would set up and people would kind of be like, oh, what is this about? This is weird.
Do you know when you were already born? Do you know this is the way it would be? Do you know take me as I am.
I want to ask you about being all ladies. That's obviously a very distinctive thing. How does it affect the tone? How is it different than playing in a band with dudes?
Well, I currently play in another band with dudes, all guys. I'm the token girl, and I don't know how to say this to them, but it's almost like they're girlier than
on national radio, apparently.
and I think, like, you know, depending on the sound of different bands, I mean, I feel like music is pretty genderless, and human interaction, I mean, obviously there is obvious, you know, differences in how men and women interact with each other, but I do think that mostly it depends on the actual personalities of the people involved, and I don't really know. I mean, the biggest difference is that we give each other fashion advice. I'm always asking my other band, what are you guys wearing tonight? And they tell me they're going to wear suits and then show up in t-shirts and but
yeah, I think for us it's more about the fact that the three of us feel connected, and that, you know, that isn't necessarily because we're women.
I hadn't realized how I would be so shy in a different experience that wasn't this. Like, I've become, like, really used to having an idea and having two people be like, that's a great idea. And, like, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, I like those lyrics. And, you know, in other situations, you might be like, oh, I wrote this song. And they're like, oh, I don't care. You know, so it's more open.
Before you ask me again,
looking for new sounds after you've placed this limitation on yourself of we're all going to play keyboards. Are you always like digging through thrift stores and pressing keys on keyboards?
Yes.
Yeah.
But also with, it's like on this new album we had intended to integrate other instruments and we weren't going to limit ourselves to keyboards, but there's such an amazing wealth of tones and drones and silliness out there. Like, we just had our hands full completely with the, even just the keyboards we owned and then a few that our producer sort of hand selected for our that would suit our fancy.
Do you ever find an instrument and it suggests a song or suggests
definitely
something?
Definitely.
I think when people ask us what's your inspiration, they always want to know what band are you copying, and we always say our keyboards. Like, it's so much more of an inspiration than a song or trying to be something.
Especially since there's not really a format for the genre that we're playing, so like the sounds really do lead us as far as structure and texture. And Erica said something in the van the other day, which I thought was really interesting, which is that instead of more like being composers or songwriters per se, we're more of curators of the textures of each keyboard sound. On this album, I play pretty much one sound on my Juno and one sound on my Casio for the whole album and the live set. And depending on what the other two ladies are playing, it changes everything. And
a lot of what we do is listening and listening to the interaction of things.
I mean, with Only You Can Make You Happy, I think it was Annie had come up with this really bizarre thing she was doing with her keyboard where it's like da 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 da.
She was changing like the sound with the rhythm.
Maybe you can just explain it. I'm not gonna be able to.
Instead of changing the chords or changing a melody, I mean, I guess I do change chords, but I was holding out chords for a long time, but then changing between 5 and 6 keyboard sounds on my right hand. And that's sort of an example where when you play something, somebody else instantly in the group is like, keep playing that, I love it, don't stop, please. And I'm like, really, this? You want me to play this? And they're like, yes. And then we figured out a chord progression together, and And then from there, we figured Heather's bass sound, and then Erica had some cool sounds on her Juno.
It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guests are the Pee Wee Herman-inspired keyboard trio, Au Revoir Simone. Their new record is Still Night, Still Light. I had a really great time watching your videos while I was preparing for this, and it struck me that you guys were having a great time creating visual analogs to this very specific aesthetic you'd created. Do you guys have fun, like... making videos and taking pictures and getting fashion advice from each other?
Well, we do. We're really discerning about our videos and our photographs. Like, for us, the visual world and our aesthetics are as important in a way. Like so we put a lot of time and effort into making sure that, like, the videos and photos represent us well.
And the music's almost easier to create for us, and sort of being able to find those images and the perfect thing to pair it with is really difficult.
What is it that you want to represent in those other things?
Just how we feel about ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I come from a pretty strong feminist background. I actually studied media criticism and women's studies in college, which is sort of how women are presented in the media. And I knew from my studies that if we did not make a concerted effort to act like who we were in our pictures and make sure that pictures that didn't reflect our personality, which was what Eric was saying, aren't out there. Like, if we weren't 100% in control of that, our image could totally get slipped away, and who we are, our personalities. And so we do our best to express the fact that we are women who own our own business. We're women who write our own music. We're women who carry all our own stuff and set up all our own gear. We know everything that we can possibly know, as much as we could, about the recording process, and basically that we're not just these sort of three fashion plates with a Svengali behind us. I don't know how successful we are based on what some bloggers and newspaper people are writing, but...
And at the same time, like, I've had a lot of friends who are in bands and who are musicians who come see our shows and say, it's so cool that you guys aren't afraid of just being feminine and being how you are on stage. And so many women maybe who front a band or really want to have this, like, strong, like, more masculine persona. And I've had people, I mean, it's not something I've ever thought about because we're just doing what we do, but people have commented that they appreciate that we're just bringing who we are.
You'll be the end of me. You'll be the end of me. No one's here and nothing's new. Trace a line.
It sounds like you guys started this band. I mean, I guess like a lot of bands start sort of on a lark. What's been the biggest surprise for you about the experience of the past 5 years
or so?
Like,
everything.
Every day.
Coming to, going to a show and seeing, you know, 30 people singing along and knowing all the words.
Or even like in Portugal, or we were in Istanbul, and like 400 people came out, and almost every single one knew all the words. And then now we're like collaborating with Air on songs. You're like, what?
Yeah. How? And then we like jammed with Jarvis Cocker. That was another moment of like, what?
What?
And, and meeting all these people that we meet are, they're so supportive and they're so sort of in the same shoes. They're like, I don't know why I'm here. We're just doing this. We're just having fun. It's like, true. Let's do it.
What do you see as being your vision? This is a tough question.
Oh. For me, our vision is songs that sound on a record how they sound in my head.
Yeah.
And I think our last record, 90% got to that vision. So I feel like there's still...
And feel the way we want music to make us feel.
Yeah. I think we just write music that we would want to hear, which is, I guess, you know, what everyone does. I mean, most fashion designers make clothes they'd want to wear. Musicians make the music they'd want to hear. So that's pretty simple.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on The Sound of Young America. It was so great to have you. Erica Forster, Heather D'Angelo, and Annie Hart are Au Revoir Simone. Their new album is called Still Night, Still Light. That's our time for another Sound of Young America program. I've been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our theme music written and performed by Dan Grayson with help from myself. Interstitial music provided by Dan Wally. The show edited by Nick White. Our intern is John Kim. Hey, one quick program note. Well, it's not technically a program note. It's more of a development note, membership note. If you're still waiting on a Mustache TV, either because you donated a new in our last pledge drive to get a Mustache TV, or you donated $5 a month or more in the past, or were a continuing donor at $5 a month or more, and I was planning to send you a Mustache TV. Sorry it's taken so long. We've had some trouble with the printer who prints the packaging for Mustache TV. Andy tells me that it should be straightened out very shortly, and of course, as soon as it's straightened out, we'll have a big volunteer day and get them out to you. And I'm sorry it's taken so long. It's annoying, but you know, I guess sometimes this kind of thing happens. So my apologies to all of you, and thank you so much for supporting The Sound of Young America. Yeah, okay. If you have thoughts about the show, you can email me, jesse@maximumfun.org, J-E-S-S-E @maximumfun.org. You can, of course, visit us at maximumfun.org. Let me repeat that call. Give Jordan Jesse Go a try sometime. We'll see you next time, right here on The Sound of Young America.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Wicked Little Letters, a new comedy starring Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley based on an outrageously true scandal. Wicked Little Letters is now playing only in theaters.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.